Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Googe Performing Arts Center, Mountain High Outfitters, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
Just underway here in the Valley, Valley Rams and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. 1 minute, 15 seconds gone by. A little bit of a hot start in the JV boys game. Ran a little bit early. The 5 o'clock starts. It's going right now. And again, it is the Rams here at home that have a 2-0 lead very early here into this contest. And it's going to be Maggie Herndon picking up the reach in foul. We'll get you some keys to the game, starting lineups here kind of as we go once we hit our first timeouts here this evening. But 6.5 to play here on the campus of Valley. Three-pointer in the far corner is no good. Weak side offensive rebound knocked out by Lucy Zellner. Haynes Kesey the rebound, and we're off and running, and she's going to get called for a travel. Two nothing Valley. We're approaching 2 minutes into this first quarter. Making sure we have all of our bearings set. Ball stolen away. Maggie Herndon able to get possession of it. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Warriors. Lee Scott in there. Road Navy on Navy's. The Rams in there. Home white on white. Sivitz. A baseball pass to Sydney Dunlap. Now to Lucy Zellner. Back to Maggie Herndon. Thought about the three. Now to a cutting Clark Ivitz. She loses it. Now a fight for the basketball. It's a turnover going the other way with the Rams. These teams met back on December 2nd. And a travel now called on Jemiah Johnson. Making sure we got everything set up here for you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Haynes Kesey, kick out pass. Sydney Dunlap, her three is too strong. Lucy Zellner, rather, the offensive rebound, but she gets it swatted from behind. And now in transition, Lucy Zellner gets a block, but catches a little too much body contact. It will be Johnson that heads to the free throw line to shoot two. Well, we appreciate everybody for being here with us on the Lee Scott Sports Network, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, that Radio Alabama app, the YouTube and Facebook live stream up and running here as well. We appreciate everybody for being here with us. Back-to-back days, we celebrated senior night last night and now make the quick trip to Valley to take on the Rams. And right now it's 4-3-0, make it 4-0 Valley. Caden Dooley, leading scorer for this Valley Rams team. Sydney Dunlap gets the ball across half court. Now Haynes Kesey at the free throw line. We'll set back up with Clark Ivett. Crossover dribble. She works her way down low. Throws it up and in with the right hand. And the Warriors are in the scoring column. Almost 3 minutes here into the contest. 4-2. Timeout Valley. It's a 30-second timeout, but we will keep it right here to get you set up with everything on the Lee Scott Sports Network. The Lee Scott Varsity Girls with the win last night moved to 16-9 on the season, 5-1 in area play. The 5A Valley Rams, they are 16-4. They are 5-1 in their region in their area play. Again, are the Valley Rams. Again, these teams met back on December 2nd inside Sanford Gymnasium. It was a 70-63 win for the Lee Scott Varsity Girls. Clark Ivitz had 33 points and 15 rebounds. Maggie Herndon and Sutton Lewis both added 10 in there as well. And last night, coming off a 70-38 win over Lochapoca, Clark Ivitz with 22 points and Sydney Dunlap 5 of 10 from behind the three-point line. Getting you caught up with everything here this evening as Valley brings the ball up the floor. We'll get you tonight's keys to the game here in just a few moments. But as always, those keys to the game are presented by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. And a shooting foul, Caden Cooley's going to head back to the line to shoot two. And a name that if you were with us back on December 2nd, whether it was the Lee Scott Sports Network or if it was here in Sanford Gymnasium, you'll remember Caden Dooley, 48 points inside Samford Gymnasium. It was 14 of 26 from the free throw line as well. Also knocked down 14 field goals, a couple triples in there as well. So one of those, again, main keys to the game tonight, stay in front of number zero. She goes 2 for 2 from the stripe. She has 4 of 6 for Valley, and they set up a full court pressure. Ball thrown to half court is intercepted by the Rams. Kick to the near corner here in front of us, and I believe she traveled. She did. Continuing on with the keys to the game here as we are approaching the halfway point in this first quarter. A little hot start here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Your secondary scoring. You know that Clark Ivett is going to be able to get you what she can here tonight as Haynes Kesey pressured across half court. Ivett now to Lucy Zellner, goes up strong, and a jump ball is going to be a call. Possession arrow favors the Valley Rams. But secondary scoring, you need two others, in my opinion, tonight to get you double figures if you want to walk away with the big-time victory. Again, these Rams 16-4. They're 5-1 in their area. And a nice win streak for the Rams in there as well. And third, protect the basketball. Again, here on the road, hostile environment, a new gym. Right on cue as the Valley Rams turn it over. If you are the road Lee Scott Warriors, you got to find a way to pressure the basketball and take care of the basketball when you have it in your hands. It's 6-2 Rams here halfway through this opening period. Haynes Kesey works her way in transition and hesitated, trying to decide if she wanted to pass to Lucy Zellner or if she wanted to keep on dribbling. She's going to get called for a double dribble. These teams trading turnovers here early in this contest. 6-2 is your score. Lee Scott Academy and the Valley Rams here on the campus of the Rams. A nice little gymnasium. Has a nice high school feel to it. As Janiyah Johnson has the ball right around the three-point line. Got pressured, fell to the floor. No whistle was called. Able to get it out to a teammate. And now a catch-and-shoot three on the far corner is no good. Ivett able to gather the rebound with 3:51. Ivett almost has it poked away from behind. She has it on the right wing. Now running baseline. Kicks it out to Maggie Herndon. Out of Sydney Dunlap in the near corner. Back to Herndon. Jab step. Works her way towards the middle. And a little hand check foul right around the right elbow. Only the first team foul for the Rams here in this first quarter. Lee Scott already with 3. Rayleigh Langford will check in. The senior that we got to celebrate last night for Lee Scott Academy. Sydney Dunlap tries her luck from deep, can't connect from long range. Haynes Kesey fought for the rebound, was unable to get it. This Valley team a little bit more size down low, especially than this Lee Scott Warrior squad. Dooley has the ball at the top of the key, kicks to a teammate running down the middle of the floor. And Maggie Herndon, a little bit of a hip check. She'll get called for a personal foul. That's the fourth here in this first 8 minutes. Six to two is your score. The home Rams out in front of the road Warriors. Ball knocked out of bounds. Should be Lee Scott Warrior basketball, and it is. Went off the hands of Clark Ivett, then off of a Ram, then into the first row of the bleachers. Clark Ivett runs her way up the left side of the floor, right around the scorer's table. Nobody picks her up. She's going to pull it from three, and she knocks it down. Clark Ivett, all 5 points here for the Lee Scott Warriors in this first quarter. And the lead trimmed to 1. It's 6-5 as Dooley brings the ball up the floor, guarded by Haynes Kesey. We've complimented her all season long, and especially in these really big games with really good ball-handling point guards. Her on-ball defense is second to none. Should be a travel down low, and it is. A little give-and-go in the far corner to Dooley, who was cutting. Didn't put the ball on the floor. Tried to come to a jump stop, but both feet slid nearing out of bounds. Lee Scott forces the Rams into another turnover. Rams setting up their full court pressure, getting the ball out of Clark Ivett's hand. She gets it to Rayleigh Langford right around the scorer's table. Running left, cuts it back towards the middle of the floor, almost trapped, able to get it to Clark Ivett. And they're now doubling her, forcing her to get the ball out of her hand. Skip pass to the far corner and Sydney Dunlap. And a jump ball, possession arrow will keep it on the far side with the Warriors. Lee Scott Academy going right to left here on your radio dial in this first half. The Valley Rams going left to right. Going away from their bench in these first 16 minutes. as Clark Guyvith gets called for steps of the animated PA announcer here inside home of the Valley Rams. Almost gives off a little bit of that street ball vibe of the PA announcer at center court as Clark Guyvith gets a steal right around the three-point line. Maggie Herndon running in transition down low. Haynes Kesey didn't try to take it up between the trees. She has it in the short corner here on the near side. Bounce pass, Maggie Herndon. Her triple is off the front of the rim, then the backboard, and a strong rebound for the Rams. That's number 24, Michaela Adams. Kaitlyn Dooley now working in transition. A little bump contact from Kesey. She's going to step back and pull up from three. Couldn't get it to go. Nice box out from Maggie Herndon. It's Warrior basketball. Six to five with a minute and 45 seconds to go here in this first period. Ivett gets the inbound now to Haynes Kesey. Now Sydney Dunlap. She's going to try her luck from the right wing, and she buries it. Sydney Dunlap knocked down five threes last night. She continues the hot shooting in this first period. Warriors now their first lead of the night. They lead it 8-6. 90 seconds to play. Crossover dribble, and Haynes Kesey gets the steal. She picks it up at the three-point line. Back to Sydney Dunlap. Now to Maggie Herndon. She has it on the right elbow. Now the dribble handoff right back to Dunlap. Now to Haynes Kesey. Her left wing three is too strong off the back iron. Sydney Dunlap there for the rebound, and she's pushed from behind. It'll be Warrior baseline left to inbound it under their own basket. Clark Guyvith has the basketball at the left wing, now to the right wing. 8-6 is your score. Ivett running left, spins her way back towards the middle of the floor and gets that 8-foot touch shot to go. Warriors out in front by four, lead at 10-6, and on a nice little run. Skip pass to the far corner right in front of us here. Step in three from Emmeline McManus is short, ball knocked out of bounds, right back to the Warriors. Rams continuing their full court pressure. They get Ivett trapped in the corner. Ball knocked out of bounds. Coach Corey Harrison telling her team all five Warriors need to be on this side of the front court to help out Ivett as soon as she gets the basketball. She's trapped yet again in the corner. The Warriors have numbers if they want to use it with Haynes Kesey. Instead, one too many dribbles has it knocked away from behind. And a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it to the Valley Rams. Charlie Huddleston set to check into the contest for Lee Scott Academy. She'll check in for Haynes Kesey. Lewis, Langford, Ivett, Huddleston, and Dunlap, the five on the floor for Coach Corey Harrison. 20 seconds to play. Dooley standing out by the V at half court. Guarded by Huddleston on the right wing. 15 seconds, 14 seconds. Dooley backs it all the way back out again. Warriors lead it 10-6 and looking to keep it that way at the end of the first. Dooley runs towards the middle of the floor. Floater is good. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Ivett pass to Charlie Huddleston at half court. Loses the basketball, and that is how the first quarter will come to a close. We have our bearings set here for you now on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 10-8, the Warriors have the lead after one, and we're back with the start of the second quarter right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up, but now my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Second quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Appreciate everybody for tuning in and being here with us at the home of the Valley Rams. Lee Scott and the Rams are doing battle. And after one, it is 10-8. Lee Scott Academy, and now conversation with the clock. Oh, they put 6 minutes instead of 8 minutes on the scoreboard. It'll be Lee Scott basketball to get things going here in this second quarter. And again, with a little bit of a hot start, wanted to be able to give a special shout out once again to Jeff Cotrant Funeral Home and Crematory for taking care of us with the keys to the game. And Auburn Bank with the starting lineups. Auburn Bank, their local team, stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Warrior basketball. Clark Ivitz has the ball right around half court. She gets the on-ball screen. She's now double-teamed, able to rip it away from a defender. Maggie Herndon now with the has it on the right wing. Dribble handoff to Zellner. Back to Maggie Herndon. They're going to let her shoot. I don't know why. Ball can't go down. Weak side rebound with Lucy Zellner. Out to Haynes Kesey. Now Clark Ivitz at the top of the key, and we will reset. Guarded by Dooley. Mano Imano, you would expect a lot of tonight. These girls combined for a whole lot of points when these teams met on December 2nd. Sydney Dunlap, step in three. She knocks it down right in front of the Valley Ram bench. She has two triples here tonight, 6 points. And between Sydney Dunlap and Clark Ivitt, combining for all 13 for Lee Scott Academy here tonight. They lead it 13-8, a minute into this second quarter. Running floater, nice defense, Lucy Zellner. And she skies for the rebound, gets it to Haynes Kesey. Now Sydney Dunlap running the middle of the floor. Kick out Maggie Herndon. Her left wing three is off the right side of the rim. And the Rams will let it go out of bounds at 6:43. Just across the 5 o'clock hour here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Happy Friday, happy weekend to everybody. I appreciate you for spending your Friday evening here with us on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 90 seconds gone by in the second quarter. Rams try to dunk it down to Lucy Zellner. She gambled on the steal, couldn't get it. 13-10. And a turnover for Lee Scott Academy. Caden Dooley walks the ball up the middle of the floor, guarded by Haynes Kesey. Dribble handoff right back to Dooley on the left wing. She has it. Crossover dribble running left, gets cut off, but able to keep her dribble. She's double-teamed. They throw it back down low. Nice defense. Lucy Zellner on the little fadeaway. A fight for the rebounds into the hands of Zariah Simpson. Going to go on Sydney Dunlap. Her first foul here tonight. Step in three from the Rams is no good. Rebound with Clark Ivitz for the Lee Scott Warriors. 5:40 to play here in this second quarter. Maggie Herndon has the ball at the top of the key. Dribble handoff with Sydney Dunlap. She gets to the free throw line. Back to Ivitz. Her long two off the left side of the rim and the backboard. And number 5, Emmeline McManus, grabs the rebound. Dooley now a step in three. She leaves it short. Ivan able to get the rebound. She's guarded 94 feet by Jemiah Johnson, and just about anybody that's willing to give her any attention. Pass too tall for Sydney Dunlap. Another turnover on the Lee Scott Warriors. To play here in the second quarter. The Lee Scott Warriors with a 3-point lead. And not a very pretty first quarter and a half for either team. A lot of turnovers, probably more than points here tonight. A no-look pass from Dooley. Layup won't go. She's able to get the offensive rebound. Yes, and the foul. Caden Dooley again had 48 the last time that these two teams met in a 70-63 down to the wire battle. She gets the free throw to go. She already has 9. Ivitz running left. Now to Sydney Dunlap. She gets bumped, no whistle. Out to Rayleigh Langford. Now Haynes Kesey at the top of the key. Notched at 13 with 4.5 to play. Ivitz has it right around the half-court stripe. Gets to the right side of the floor, sizing up Dooley. Crossover dribble. Haynes Kesey now step in three. That one's well too strong, and the Rams let it fall out of bounds. Valley Rams doing a really nice job in the half court, forcing Lee Scott to be uncomfortable from behind the three-point line. Not really any sort of offense inside the paint right now. Halfway through this second quarter, Johnson has it. Able to save it from going out of bounds, but that second foot drags. And she steps on the baseline. Warrior basketball with 4:11 to play here in this second quarter. 13 all between Lee Scott and Valley. The 5A Rams and the 3A Warriors doing battle. Ivett tried to run the right side of the sideline, had it poked away from behind. It'll stay Warrior basketball. Caden Dooley and Clark Ivett, the two names that you're going to hear a whole lot of tonight. You already have. You're going to hear a whole lot more. Sydney Dunlap is going to get called for a travel. I didn't really see too much, to be honest, but Caden Dooley now with the basketball. Step back three from the top of the key. Rattles in and out. Haynes Kesey gathers the long rebound. She now sprints her way up the top of the floor. Hand off to Maggie Herndon. Now back to Clark Ivitz. Ivitz crossover dribble at the free throw line. Spins it up and spins it in. Her first points here in this second quarter. Clark Ivitz. She now has matched Dooley, both of them with 9 here tonight. They've combined for 18 of the 28. Here, the Warriors regain a two-point lead. 15-13, 3 minutes to play. Ball sits on the right elbow. Running floater is no good. Weak side rebound underneath the rim as the floater hit nothing by the Rams. And a travel. Nice defense by Maggie Herndon. Warriors will retake the basketball. A game that I'd be lying to you if I said had any flow right now between either team, but all things considered, the Lee Scott Warriors a two-point lead on the road. 3 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Haynes Kesey crossover dribble at the free throw line. Kick out Maggie Herndon on the right wing. She gets cut off as she tried to run her way left, right back to Ivitz, and will set up the offense. Now to Haynes Kesey on the left wing. Gets to the free throw line but can't get any further. Hand off to Maggie Herndon, and she turns it over. And now a double dribble is going to be called on the Rams. We have 28 points tallied in the points column so far tonight. If I had the ability to keep track of the total turnovers, which we're usually able to have a pretty good number here on the Sports Network, it might be even more than that. Clark Ivitz, her floater from the free throw line is no good. Rebound with Kelsey Carr. She's going to bring the ball up the floor. Apologies, that's number 3, Zariah Simpson, guarded by Sydney Dunlap on the right wing. 2.5 to play here in the second quarter. She's cut off. Bounce pass to the elbow. Now kick out. Short corner jumper from 18 feet. Can't go down. Haynes Kesey able to strip away the rebound. 2 minutes to play here in this second quarter. Kesey running right. And they're going to call a foul from behind on the floor. They're going to call that on Zariah Simpson. So the Warriors will inbound under their own basket. 15-13, the Lee Scott Warriors have the basketball and have the lead here on the road at the 5A Valley Rams. Ivitz gets it in the corner, brings it back to the right wing. Now back to the top of the key. Left-handed power dribbling, turns her way back towards the middle of the floor. And they call her for a travel because she went to a jump step. And they said she picked up her pivot foot. When you come to a jump stop, you don't have a pivot foot. You can use either one. Oh, man. Dooley brings the ball up the floor. Guarded by Haynes Kesey. 1:45 to play. Catch and shoot three from McManus is short. Ball knocked out of bounds out of Clark Ivett's hands. But it's Warrior basketball. 1:42. Haynes Kesey. Now Sydney Dunlap. Now down low to Rayleigh Langford. Now we'll take it back out. Maggie Hearns in from well beyond the three-point line. She can't get it to go. Haynes Kesey offensive rebound. Down low to Rayleigh Langford. And she's hit on the arm. She will head to the line to try and increase the Warriors' two-point lead. Rayleigh Langford, the one senior for the varsity girls that we got to celebrate about this time last night. She steps to the line, and she knocks down the front end. Her first points here tonight, and the first points given in the points column, not next to Clark Ivett or Sydney Dunlap's name here tonight. And the second free throw was good. Rayleigh Langford continues to build the confidence on the floor again. Did not play basketball her junior year. Played her sophomore year. Took a year off and realized about halfway through she misses it. And before her senior year, walked back into Coach Corey Harrison's office and said, "I want to play."
Jump ball. Grand possession.
And arguably the quickest jump ball whistle will keep the ball with the Valley Rams following the Caden Dooley layup being no good. 70 seconds to play here in the home of the Rams. The Warriors with a four-point lead guarded by Caden Dooley. Or guarded by Rayleigh Langford, rather, is Caden Dooley. Crossover dribble works her way back towards the middle of the floor. She throws it up in a ghost foul on Rayleigh Langford. Dooley's going to shoot free throws. And now there's a conversation as one of the officials I believe has had enough of one of the Lee Scott Warriors behind the scorer's table. And now Coach William Johnson and Coach Corey Harrison having a conversation with one of the main men here at Valley. I believe it was Coach Corey's husband. But both teams make their way back onto the floor. With 58 seconds to play. The first free throw from Dooley is good. Second free throw is on the way. Dooley now with 11 here tonight. 17-15. Haynes Kesey now to Dunlap. Now down low to Langford. Layup, no. But Haynes Kesey able to gather the offensive rebound, kick out Clark Ivett, and she knocks down another one. Clark Ivett now with 12 here tonight. The Warrior lead is back to 5. Under 35 seconds to play here in this second quarter. Dooley staring at the scoreboard. Appears to be rather happy holding for the final shot. 20-15, Lee Scott Academy out in front of the Valley Rams on the road here at Valley. Dooley just alternating hands with her dribbling. Warriors content with allowing her to play with under 10 seconds. And now the Valley head coach will take a timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 9.4. Lee Scott Academy, a five-point lead, looking to keep it right at that. Before we get you underway in the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report, the low-scoring first 16 minutes. Lots of turnovers, very defensive. Not too many fouls. Again, just honestly, not too many shots up at the rim. Multiple turnovers in each quarter by both of these squads, and you feel like they come in alternating possessions. Lee Scott turns it over. The Rams of Valley turn it over. And the Valley gets a bucket. Lee Scott gets a bucket. And Lee Scott now looking for one more stop before the halftime break. They lead it 20-15 here on the road at Valley. Inbounds pass will come to Caden Dooley at half court, guarded by Haynes Kesey. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. She gets down below the free throw line, throws it up, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebounds, and they're going to call a shooting foul with 0.8 seconds on the clock. Haynes Kesey doesn't necessarily agree with the call, but number 10, Kyla Williams, stands at the line. The teal shoes, her first free throw is no good. Second free throw, this time is good off the glass. 0.8 seconds, Clark Ivett will get the inbound, and we'll just stand right there. After 16 minutes of play, not necessarily a pretty half by either team, but Lee Scott Academy will happily take a four-point advantage into the halftime break. 20-16 here on the campus of the Valley Rams, and when we come back, we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. We'll dive into some of these first half stats, regardless if we maybe won't want to, but we will dive into the first half stats and tell you everything about the setup here tonight on the campus of the Valley Rams and talk about what the Warriors need to do in this second half to come away with a big-time win here on a 5A Valley Rams. All of that coming up when we come back here on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Homegrown and member-owned.
We love our members. Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
20-16 here at the halftime break. The Lee Scott Warriors out in front of the Valley Rams here on the road at the 5A Rams. We welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Not a pretty half by either team, and by any means, almost more turnovers than total points here tonight. The Lee Scott Warriors had 16 first half turnovers, and the Valley Rams had 18. So just about more point or more turnovers than points in this first half. But all things considered, the Lee Scott Warriors have gritted it out, grinded it out, and they lead by 4 here at the half. Some of these halftime stats are all of the halftime stats, but some of these stats are not overly worth mentioning, but we will read them out to you. Halftime stats are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Clark Ivett leads all scorers here in the contest. She has 12. Sydney Dunlap has knocked down a three-pointer in the first quarter, and in the second quarter, she has 6. Rayleigh Langford has knocked down 2 free throws, and those are your 20 points for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Caden Dooley, the main guard that we've talked about here since the beginning of the broadcast, she has 11. Michaela Adams with 2, Jemiah Johnson with 2, and Kyla Williams with 1. So between Clark Ivett and Caden Dooley, as expected, that is where a majority of the scoring will be done tonight. But all things considered, right now, Caden Dooley has 11. Last time you played this Rams team on December 2nd, she had 48. So I think you don't mind where you're at right now if you're the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. They lead it 20-16 at the halftime break. And when we come back, we'll talk about what this Warrior team needs to do in the second half. Maybe an edited keys to the game, but keys to the second half for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. We'll talk about that here on the other side of this 60-second break on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
This is the home of Lee Scott Academy basketball, Tiger Country 104.5.
We welcome you back into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. It's the Valley Rams, and it's your Lee Scott Academy Warriors here on the road at the 5A Rams. It's the Warriors with a four-point lead. They lead it 20-16 behind Clark Ivett's 12 first-half points, well on her way to her 22.5 points per game average. And the girls in Navy tonight putting up their final shots. Before we get you underway with the start of the second half, and man, some things that you would love to see cleaned up. You got to find a way to break this pressure, break this press. Every single time they allow Clark Ivett to inbound the basketball, or to get the ball on the inbound, that is. But as soon as she does, they almost force her into the coffin corner. And then they try and force her to either get rid of the basketball and turn it over, or to simply get it just into the hands of any other Warrior and force them to be the one to bring the ball up the floor. But when you're doing that, this Valley team is almost sending 2, if not 3, at Clark Ivett every single time. 2 to set the trap, and 1 almost reading her eyes, trying to find where she is going to pass the ball next. But rather than that defender usually being right around half court, she's underneath, right around the free throw line. And so three of the five Rams are guarding Clark Ivett just about in the half courts. And the few times that you've seen her really have success and try and push the ball up the field, maybe right around half court or so, it's a three-on-one, three-on-two break for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. They haven't necessarily taken advantage of it because, again, this Rams team has a little bit more size than the Lee Scott Warriors do down low. And so they have their one taller defender who's sitting up in the paint. But if the Warriors can knock down a couple open shots or maybe even a step or two inside the three-point line, knock down a couple of mid-range jumpers, you might see this Valley Rams team try and take something different, try and take a little bit of a different approach to start Clark Ivett. But that being said, again, she has 12 points, 12 of the 20 in this first half for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. 20-16 here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And when we come back, we get you underway with the start of the second half. We're back in 30 seconds here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Googe Performing Arts Center on Tiger Country 104.5.
Start of the second half here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Chris Griffin bringing you all of tonight's action on Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, that Radio Alabama app, the YouTube and live YouTube and Facebook live stream are up and rocking as well. And Lee Scott now going left to right. If you're watching on the stream, they're going to be scoring right in your living room here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. The Valley Rams will be going from right to left. So both teams scoring towards their own bench. As Rayleigh Langford gets to start here in this second half, as does Dunlap, Ivett, Zellner, and Kesey. Clark Ivett has the ball on the left wing. She's double-teamed, able to get it to Haynes Kesey. Gets the screen from Lucy Zellner. Now the dribble handoff back to Sydney Dunlap. Here's that motion offense that we've seen at times for the Lee Scott Warriors. Able to get it to Clark Ivett. Her elbow jumper is good. Clark Ivett does such a nice job of moving without the basketball. Rather than just sitting in the corner, she finds herself and gets herself open and knocks down the elbow jumper to get the night started. Caden Dooley was going to draw contact on Haynes Kesey, and they're going to call a blocking foul and call it a shooting foul. With 7:25 to play here in this third quarter, and the officials have already let a couple of the coaches as well as a couple of the fans at Lee Scott that they will not take any questioning. So Coach Corey Harrison, although not necessarily in agreement, feels as if she can't really go up and ask why the foul was blown. First free throw is no good. Second on the way for the junior point guard. And she gets the friendly roll, her first points here in the third quarter. She has 12, and the Warrior lead is 5. Haynes Kesey now in transition. Right-handed layup is up and good. Nice job by Haynes Kesey running the floor for the Lee Scott Warriors. And the lead is a touchdown. Dooley brings the ball up the floor in the Kobe Grinch green shoes. Kicks it to the far corner, guarded by Sydney Dunlap. 7 minutes to play here in this third quarter. 1 minute gone by, and the Warriors have a bucket on each possession. 14-foot short corner jumper, well too strong. A line drive rebounded by Clark Ivett. She's double-teamed, if not triple-teamed. Able to get it to Haynes Kesey. 3-on-2 if they see it. Get it down low. Lucy Zellner, pump fake, blow by. Can't get the first opportunity. Can't get the second one. Begging for a whistle. Haynes Kesey's able to get it. Kick out Clark Ivett. Her straightaway three rattles home. Clark Ivett now with 5 already here in the third quarter. And just like that, the four-point lead has been extended to double digits. It's 27-17. Dooley now tries to respond, leaves it well short. Nice box out. Haynes Kesey looks to go in transition, guarded by Caden Dooley. Right-handed layup is no good. And no whistle is blown. Should have been out of bounds. But they're going to get it to Dooley, who stands at half court. 6 minutes to play in this third quarter. 6-foot line drive jumper is no good by Kyla Williams. Raylee Langford will gather the rebound. She brings the ball up the left side of the floor. Crossover dribble. Now to Clark Ivett, guarded by Jemiah Johnson. Crossover dribble, works her way left, through contact, lays it up and in. Clark Ivett doesn't need the whistle. 7 points here in the third. Clark Ivett now up to 19 of the 29 for Lee Scott Academy. Dooley double teamed, gets it back to the top of the key. Now the line drive pass thrown to Michaela Adams, goes in and out of her hands. Ivett's able to get the steal. Raylee Langford backs things up on the right wing, gets it to Ivett. Right now the Rams trying to find who they want to guard. Miss Clark Ivett, crossover dribble, running floater from the elbow is good. Too easy for Clark Ivett. Lee Scott Academy leads by 14, 31-17. 4.5 to play here in this third quarter. Dooley guarded by Haynes Kesey. Now to the left elbow. Now back to Dooley on the right wing. Runs her way into the short corner. And she's able to throw it in. And gets the foul call. That's the second team foul on Lee Scott here in the third quarter. I believe there's been three total team fouls called on the Rams. As Dooley converts on the old-fashioned three-point play. Warriors break the press, and Haynes Kesey turns it over yet again in transition. She can't decide if she wants to make the bounce pass or if she wants to take one extra dribble. And Lucy Zellner, who stands right under the rim, tries to pick a side to allow Haynes Kesey to go, in a miscommunication. As Dooley, her elbow jumper is no good. Zellner fights through contact for the rebound, but then turns it over, trying to get it to Ivett. Layup no good. Haynes Kesey, nice box out, able to gather it. And now a blocking foul as Kesey ran the sideline. Nice job by Haynes Kesey. You can tell she's frustrated right now on the floor, but using that in a positive direction for this Lee Scott squad. They lead by 11 halfway through this third quarter here on the campus of the Valley Rams. And now the third defender on Clark Ivett in as many possessions, doing everything they can to frustrate Ivett. Langford has it. Kick out to Haynes Kesey on the right wing. Now a bounce pass, and they're going to call Haynes Kesey for another travel. Four minutes and 1 second to play here in this third quarter. And there's a conversation now between all of the officials, but I believe they might have taken a foul away. Only two team fouls for the Warriors that show up now instead of three. Turnaround jumper at the top of the key is no good. Lucy Zellner skies for the rebound. Tries to get it to Haynes Kesey, but it's knocked out of bounds. A nice rebound from Zellner. But the one thing the Rams are trying to do right now is trying to force this Lee Scott team to almost speed them up and turn them over. Clark Ivett was trapped in the coffin corner. Coach Corey Harrison able to call a timeout. It will be a 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 5:35 here, Central Time, as we get to welcome you into the weekend here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 31-20 is the Lee Scott advantage. It was a 20-16 lead for Lee Scott Academy at the half, and outscoring the Rams 11-4 here in this third quarter. Clark Ivett has 9 of those 11. Haynes Kesey, a layup in transition. Lee Scott inbounding the basketball, gets it to Raylee Langford. Now to Clark Ivett. Has 3 or 4 Rams trying to track her down. Ball is knocked out of bounds from behind. It'll be Warrior basketball baseline underneath right here in front of us. Rayleigh Langford will trigger for this Lee Scott Academy team. Tries to get it to Clark Ivitz, but it goes off of her hands and is stolen underneath the baskets. 3.5 to play in the third. Michaela Adams now running a little bit of the point guard duties for the Valley Rams. Now Johnson now into the corner in Zariah Simpson. She gets the screen. Now back to Caden Dooley at the top of the key. Her step in three is off the right side of the rim. Clark Ivett skies for the rebound. And either an over-the-back foul or a reach-in foul as soon as she came down with it. A nice job by Clark Ivett skying for the rebound and coming down with two hands and landing on 2 feet. They're going to get Zariah Simpson on the reach-in foul. Inbound pass goes to Rayleigh Langford, but it's swatted away. And it goes into the hands of the Valley Rams. In transition is number 30, Jemiah Johnson. Leaves the floater short. Ive at the rebound. Sydney Dunlap now crosses half court. And the official right here in front of us called the foul and got... saying the other official had a better angle. So possession arrow will favor the Valley Rams with 2:54 to play here in the third. 31-20. Lee Scott Academy out in front of the Valley Rams in anything but a pretty contest here tonight, but the scoreboard would tell you otherwise by the Lee Scott advantage. 2.5 to play, three-pointer no good, offensive rebounds. And the Rams will set up again. Jemiah Johnson leaves her three-pointer short. A nice box out by Rayleigh Langford. She'll let the ball go out of bounds. And now it's time for the biggest Warrior test so far in this third quarter. Inbounding and being able to break the trap. Clark Ivett gets the bounce pass. A little escape dribble now. Almost a full court pass to Sydney Dunlap. She comes to a jump stop now down low. Haynes Kesey tries to get it to Lucy Zellner. Couldn't, but gets it back out to Dunlap right here in front of us. She can't knock down the triple, but she gets the offensive rebound. And a handoff to Ivitz. We will reset the offense. She gets the screen from Rayleigh Langford. Doesn't decide to use it. Runs towards the middle of the floor, and she's hacked on the way up. Clark Ivitz, the sophomore guard, will head to the line to try and add to the 11-point Warrior advantage. First free throw from Clark is good. Clark now with 10 points here in this third quarter. She's up to 22 here tonight. She had 22 last night. And before that, 43 against Glenwood, her career high. She goes 2-for-2 from the stripe. Not even worth the breath to say it. The Warrior lead is a Baker's dozen, 33-20. As we hit 2 minutes to play here in this third quarter, Haynes Kesey guarding Caden Carr, right-handed layup. Not sure how she had the angle, but she got it to go. Dooley now 6 points in the third. She has all six for the Rams in this second half. Baseball pass to Dunlap. Her 8-foot jumper is no good. Fight for the rebound goes into the hands of Michaela Adams. And Dooley looks to push. 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Dooley crossover dribble, layup no, but she's fouled either by Ivitz or Zellner, depending on who they choose to get. They're going to get Clark Ivitz on the shooting foul. That's the third team foul on the Warriors here in this third quarter. For better or for worse, not too many whistles via the foul so far through almost three quarters. The first free throw from Dooley is good. Clark Ivitz has 11 of the 13 here in the third quarter for Lee Scott. And Caden Dooley has all seven for the Rams. And this second free throw to try and trim it to a single deficit lead, or a single digit lead rather, but she leaves it short. Ive at the rebound, and she'll set up the offense with 1:20 to play here in the third quarter. She works her way through contact. protecting the basketball almost like a running back, works her way into the teeth of the Valley Rams defense and gets it to go off the front of the rim. Dooley now tries to respond in transition, and she does. Back and forth we go, as expected, all night long here tonight. Ivins with the basketball. Gets it to Sydney Dunlap once again. Dunlap will pick the ball up and tries to get it to Clark Ivins. It's knocked out of bounds. It will be Warrior basketball with 56 seconds here in the third. 35-25. As we approach the end of this third quarter, it's Langford, Ivitz, Kesey, Zellner, and Dunlap, the five in Navy for Coach Corey Harrison. Langford sets the on-ball screen for the Ivitz, and she gets it right back, pump fake, and they'll say she moves her feet. It's Charlie Huddleston. She will sub in for Haynes Kesey. ...35-25 as Dooley brings the ball across half court. Crossover dribble at the top of the key, running left. And the wild contest at the jumper is no good. But she's pushed from behind, the referees say, and so she, as in Caden Dooley, heads back to the free throw line yet again. Warriors held her to 11 in the first half. If she sinks both free throws, she could match that number here in the third. But she can't rattle in the first one. Dooley. Three dribbles, a spin from her left to her right hand. Loads up and can't knock down either free throw. The ball tapped around. And the Valley Rams able to gather the offensive rebounds. Left wing three is well short. Nice rebound by Zellner, but she turns it over. And now a loose ball foul on the Warriors. That's going to be the fifth team foul here in this third quarter, which is going to lead to free throws. For Lee Scott, you have to feel comfortable being okay, taking a couple dribbles following a rebound, because a rebound and immediately trying to get it to Ivitt. They have two, if not three, sets of hands ready to try and deflect the pass. Sutton Lewis will check in for Miss Lucy. Second free throw on the way. And is no good. Ivitz climbs for the rebound. 15 seconds to play here in this third quarter. And a timeout by the Lee Scott Warriors and Coach Corey Harrison, as Ivitz was the only one on that side of the floor getting double teamed. But Corey Harrison will take another timeout, a 30-second timeout with 11.7. We'll keep it right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 35-25 here on the campus of the Valley Rams. We hope you'll stick with us following the conclusion of the varsity girls game, as the varsity boys will be shortly there to follow. We'll be able to break down that matchup after we recap what is hopefully a nice Lee Scott varsity girls win here in 8 minutes and 11.7 seconds of true game time. Langford, Ivitt, Huddleston, Dunlap, and Lewis, the five on the floor here at the end of this third quarter. Rayleigh Langford will inbound the basketball. Lee Scott has the full length of the floor to go. 11.7 to play here in the third. Ivitt gets it. Immediately gets it right back to Langford. Now out to Sydney Dunlap, guarded by Dooley. Able to get it to Clark Ivitt with four. Now down low. Nobody there. Sutton Lewis couldn't get it to go. Second chance opportunity is good. Sutton Lewis making us all hold our breath for a little bit longer than we would like, but 2 points is 2 points, and you'll take them however you can get them. The Warrior lead is a dozen, 37-25 after three, and we're back in 30 seconds with the start of the fourth quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Here on the campus of the Valley Rams, and it's the Warrior lead sitting at a dozen as we get you underway in the start of the fourth quarter. It's Clark Ivins, Sydney Dunlap, Rayleigh Langford, Maggie Herndon, and Haynes Kesey, the five on the floor for Coach Corey Harrison to get this fourth quarter started. Maggie Herndon, who's just checked back into the game, has the basketball, gets the screen for Dunlap. Back to Langford on the left wing. She couldn't have anywhere to go. She'll reset the offense. And now Ivins running towards the middle of the floor. Gets the pass, running full speed, and able to throw it up and in over the defender. Clark Ivins gets the scoring started for the Warriors here in the fourth quarter. Should be a travel. Instead, it's knocked out of bounds. It will be Warrior basketball. So, regardless of the true outcome, it's Warrior basketball. Langford now to Kesey, now to Dunlap, and it's knocked out of bounds. Here, right in front of us. 7:21 to play. You'd love to see this Warrior team, and I think that's what Coach Corey Harrison was talking about, being able to break the trap, but eat a little bit of clock in the half court. Again, it's a 14-point game, 39-25. This Warrior defense has been proven to be very tight, especially inside the paint here this evening. Turnaround elbow jumper right on cue is good, plus the foul. Michaela Adams, 2 points in the first quarter. Her first 2 points since. Trims the lead right back to 12. As Lucy Zellner set to check back in for Maggie Herndon. A couple of dribbles and a spin for Adams at the free throw line. Looking to convert on the old-fashioned three-point play, and she does. Adams now with 5 points. And the Warriors almost throw the ball away. They do. It couldn't be saved by Sydney Dunlap. Into the hands of Dooley. Kick out far corner three is good from Jemiah Johnson. Just like that, a 6-0 run trims the lead to 8. Haynes Kesey now to Sydney Dunlap in transition. Tried to get it to Lucy Zellner and another turnover. And the Valley Rams have been brought back to life here in the first minute and 7 seconds of the fourth quarter. Here it is again. Valley doing such a good job speeding you up, forcing you to play a little too quickly, which again is the mindset right now. If you can get the ball across half court, as Dooley tries to kick it to Jemiah Johnson right back in the corner, maybe a little contact, no whistle, but knocked out of bounds. It's Warrior basketball, 6:42 to play here in the fourth quarter. Dunlap brings the ball across half court. Gets it to Clark Ivett with 6.5 to play. They double-team her, try and force it out of her hands. Sydney Dunlap catch and shoot with a foot on the line. No good. Warriors going to have to find a way, burn a little bit of clock. Right now, the Valley Rams, they trail by 8, but they have all the momentum. Dooley works her way down low. Nice defense by Haynes Kesey. Jemiah Johnson has her three-pointer blocked by Haynes Kesey. And Kesey then turns it over. In transition, Warriors have to feel comfortable, have to find a way to not let this pressure succumb to them here in this fourth quarter. The Warriors, only 2 points in this fourth quarter, only one true field goal. They had the one that was missed from Dunlap, but didn't necessarily love how quickly you took it. And you can hear Coach Corey Harrison, as I'm basically a member of the bench here on the campus of Valley, as the walk-in three is no good. From Emmalyn McManus, goes out of bounds. Sydney Dunlap brings the ball up the floor. Gets it to Rayleigh Langford. He's trying to get it to Ivan, and she does. There's 6 minutes to play. Langford now works her way inside. Elbow jumper is no good. And they call an offensive foul on Lucy Zellner. Every time the Lee Scott Warriors get the basketball, the possession is 10 seconds max. Right now, and in a game where points are at a premium, again, a little motion offense. Burn 20, 30 seconds if you can. As Dooley works her way downhill, can't get it to go off the right side of the rim. Lewis able to get it off the rebound. Now Dunlap, now Ivett. And the ball turned over. Rayleigh Langford able to strip it away. And a shooting foul is called. Rayleigh Langford will head to the line to shoot two. Chaotic here in this fourth quarter. Whew. Need these free throws from Rayleigh Langford, and she confidently and calmly knocks down the front end. The Warrior lead is back to 9 with 5.5 to play here in this fourth and final period. Second free throw from Langford is good. Rayleigh now 4 points all coming from the stripe, and just like that, the Warrior lead back to 10. Going to have to find a way to get a couple stops. Kesey guarding Caden Dooley, running to her left, goes up with the right hand, can't get it to go. Haynes Kesey, the strong rebound. They're going to force it out of Ivett's hands, but don't succumb to the pressure. Ivett's able to get the basketball back. Now comes to the jump stop. Kick out, far corner three from Haynes Kesey is good. Warriors needed that one. Lead back to a Baker's dozen at 13. 5 minutes to play. Johnson tries to respond. Has it blocked by Clark Ivett in the far corner. Ivett now gets bumped. Brings the ball up the half court. Kesey back to Dunlap. She's going to pull it in transition. Can't get that one to go, but she's there to get the offensive rebound. Actually, it was Langford, and she goes up strong and will head right back to the free throw line to look to add to the total. They're looking to add to the Warrior 13-point lead. Warriors have done a nice job in these last 60 seconds, almost taking it in one-minute increments here in this fourth quarter. The Rams cut it from 14 to 8, and just like that, it's right back to 14 with 4:43 to play as Langford knocks down the front end. A couple of dribbles, and Langford goes 2 for 2 from the stripe. 6 big free throws from Rayleigh Langford, 4 of them here in this fourth quarter, a 15-point lead for the Warriors here on the road at the 5A Valley Rams. As we approach the 6 o'clock hour here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, we appreciate everybody for being here with us. Dooley, a couple crossover dribbles, one towards the other. Three-pointer well too strong. Nice on-ball defense. Haynes Kesey, long rebound with the Warriors. And now a jump ball is going to be in favor of the Rams. The ball will stay on the far side of the floor with 4:28 here in the fourth. Kesey, Dunlap, Ivett, Langford, and Lewis, the 5 on the floor. For Coach Corey Harrison, these varsity girls looking to get their 17th win of the 2025-2026 season. Only 2 team fouls, so not really worried about that quite yet. Dooley trying to post up on the left block, dribbles it off of her foot, but it goes right into the hands of one of her teammates on the right wing. Back to Johnson at the top, now back to Dooley, mano-a-mano. Trying to call a little bit of an isolation on Haynes Kesey, but the on-ball defense forces her to get rid of the basketball. Now Adams, now back to Johnson. Nice defense here by the Warriors. Almost a turnover is. It was Adams that tried the cross-court pass to Caden Dooley, who was out beyond the left wing, but it goes over out of bounds right by the scorer's table. Lee Scott takes back over with 4:03 here in the contest. And right now, if you're the Lee Scott Warriors, get back into that motion offense, run a little bit of sets, run some time off this clock. They're going to force the ball out of Ivett's hands as soon as she crosses half court, but the other 4 on the floor. Again, don't succumb to the pressure here on the road. Ivett has it on the left wing. Crossover dribble, almost has it stripped. And on the second dribble, she does. Under 4 minutes to play. Rams now work in transition, spins her way back towards the middle of the floor. And number 10, Kyla Williams, who has 1 point here tonight, will head back to the line to look to add to her totals. First free throw from Williams is too strong off the back iron. .344 to play here in this fourth quarter. Second free throw from Williams. Should be a free throw violation. Should be Warrior basketball, and it is. It's a great call by the far official. It was Dooley standing in between two of the Warriors who moved before it left Williams' hands. Free throw didn't go down, so I guess it wouldn't have truly mattered regardless. Inbounds goes to Haynes Kesey, right back to Rayleigh Langford, and she'll bring the ball across the floor. Now pass to Haynes Kesey. And the Warriors look to use a little bit of clock. Instead, Sydney Dunlap pulls it from the left wing, and she knocks down another triple. Sydney Dunlap, three triples here on the night, adding from her five last night. She now has nine. Her last 24 points all coming from behind the three-point line, and the Warrior lead just like that is back to 18 points. 3:29 to play here in the contest. Timeout on the floor. We'll stay right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. But while we have a moment, let's pause for station identification here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Tiger Country 104.5 is a Radio Alabama station, part of the Auburn Networks family. WAUEHD2, Waverly, Auburn, Opelika.
Auburn, Opelika Country. Tiger Country
3.5 to play here in this fourth quarter. The Valley Rams and the Lee Scott Warriors doing battle for the second time this season. The first time since December 2nd, where the Warriors took down the Rams 70-63 inside Sanford Gymnasium. The Warriors of Lee Scott, the 3A Warriors, looking to sweep the 5A Rams and do so with a nice win here on the road. Dooley will bring the ball up the floor, gets the screen from her teammate, now running into the far corner. Skip pass to the far wing in front of us. Jeremiah Johnson running left-handed layup is good. Johnson now up to 7 in the contest, 5 of them here in this fourth quarter. Haynes Kesey now with the basketball. She crosses half court in a tie-up with Kesey and Dooley. The possession arrow favors the Lee Scott Warriors with 3:09 here in the contest. Lee Scott, again, if you can burn 20 seconds here in this possession as it's knocked out of bounds off the hands of Johnson. Once again, trying to find Sydney Dunlap is Maggie Herndon. Clark Ivan is being double-teamed right now, just almost walking out of the play completely. Langford has it, running towards the middle of the floor. Now Haynes Kesey gets to the free throw line. Now Maggie Herndon, her step-in three is off the front side of the rim. And Coach Corey Harrison, following the foul from Clark Ivan, immediately going over to Herndon, telling her, we don't need to shoot that. Right now, you're not valuing field goal attempts or valuing how quickly you can get them off. Instead, you're trying to burn as much time as you possibly can as Dooley's step in three from the top of the key is no good. Ivan with the long rebound all the way in the far corner. Now to Sydney Dunlap, and there it is. She will wisely slow things back up and get it to Ivan with 2:40 to play. Now Langford back to Ivitz, and there is this motion offense that, again, you can afford to run a little bit of. Herndon, dribble handoff to Dunlap. Gets the screen from Langford. Now to Kesey. Herndon, there it is, 20 seconds gone by here in this possession alone. As Ivitz has it all the way beyond the volleyball line extended at the top of the key. Ivitz now gets blitzed. She has it stripped, almost falls to the floor, no whistle. 2:08. Dooley running the middle of the floor, throws it up, can't get it to go, but she'll head to the line to shoot a couple free throws. More importantly, though, again, almost 30 seconds burnt off from that possession by Lee Scott Academy. 2:04. And if you do that one or two more times, you can walk out of here with a nice victory. First free throw from Caden Dooley is good. And how important is this? Her first points here in this fourth quarter. You forced Adams and Johnson to take over, and because of that, you've been able to increase your Warrior lead. F- 49-34. The Lee Scott Warriors have the lead in the varsity girls competition. Dooley at the line for her second. There she knocks it down. Back to a 14-point lead. Dunlap runs the right side of the floor, almost has it stripped. Able to gather it, get it to Clark Ivett. 2 minutes to play. Ivett towards the middle of the floor, can't get the floater to go. And now Dooley, you know, is going to look to push in transition. Gets it down low to Kyla Williams. Layup, no. Fight for the rebound. Is knocked away momentarily. She's able to get it back, and she lays it in. 1:40 to play here in the contest. Outlet to a Sydney Dunlap, who didn't put the ball on the floor. They're going to call her for a travel, even though she took her two gather steps. You don't need to put the ball on the floor. 49-37. Just like that, you stress it just a little bit more. Dooley gets the ball to the middle of the floor, gets it down low. Left-handed layup is no good. Now a fight for the rebound. It's with Clark Ivett. And neither official has made any signal until the PA announcer let them know that he called jump ball, and then both of them put their thumbs up to let them know that they're doing a good job. Under 90 seconds to play here in the contest. Rams with the basketball. Dooley works her way towards the middle of the floor. Can't get the layup to go. Another fight for the rebound. Adams able to walk away with it, and a timeout is called by the Valley head coach. 1 minute and 18 seconds to play. 49-37. The Lee Scott Warrior lead is a dozen, but this game is still very far from over. Lee Scott has done a nice job over the past couple of possessions of shrinking this game, burning a lot of clock in their half-court sets. But the Rams have also done a really nice job of forcing Lee Scott to speed up before they're able to get to half-court. After rebounds, after inbounds, forcing the ball out of Clark Ivett's hands, forcing anybody else to bring the ball up the floor. And because of that, it's led to a couple turnovers, which has extended this contest. 49-37 is your score here in this fourth quarter. The Lee Scott Warriors, the varsity girls, and Coach Corey Harrison and company looking to complete the two-game sweep over the 5A Valley Rams. We appreciate everybody for being here with us on the Lee Scott Sports Network, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, or that Radio Alabama app. 1 minute 18 to play here in the contest, and a 5 second violation. Nice defense by the Warriors. They steal another possession. Herndon will inbound it. The half court pass to Rayleigh Langford. Nobody was there. She'll walk across the timeline and wisely slow things up. Approaching 60 seconds to play. Langford is going to call it for the double dribble. Tried to get it to Clark Ivett, couldn't decide if she wanted to take another dribble or pick it up. She saw Ivett was open and the gap quickly closed. Rams get it back with right around a minute to play. Dooley, the quick pass to McManus in the far corner, couldn't rattle home a triple. Rayleigh Langford the rebound. Now to Clark Ivett, 60 seconds to play. Here in this fourth quarter, Ivett brings the ball across half court. She's blitzed. Gets it to Maggie Herndon, who wasn't looking. Almost gets it stripped. And another turnover for the Warriors. Could have been a carry, but Johnson can't get the floater to go regardless. Ivett the rebounds, and Dooley brings her to the floor. Nice strong rebound from Clark Ivett, who averages almost 10 of them a game. Clark Ivett doing it all tonight. First three quarters primarily with scoring here in the fourth quarter. It's been a lower scoring affair. Only 2 points for the sophomore guard, but what could possibly be the biggest rebound of the night as the Warriors get the ball back with 46.1, leading by 12. Ivett gets the inbounds pass. Is brought almost to the coffin corner, but gets it to Raylie Langford, 40 seconds to play. She brings it across the Valley V at half court. Dribble handoff to Maggie Herndon. Now down low to Clark Ivitz. Her running layup is no good, but she's fouled and will head to the line with 32.3. Clark Ivitz calmly knocks down the front end. Ivitz had 7 points in the first. She had 5 in the second, 13 in the third, and now 3 here in this fourth quarter. Make it 4. So Clark Ivitz now 29 of the 51 here tonight. 30 seconds to play. The Warrior lead is 14. And no pressure at all from beyond the three-point line, as Charlie Huddleston, who's checked back in, almost gets a steal, knocks it out of bounds with 22.4. And the biggest key note is Caden Dooley for the Rams is no longer on the floor. Adams, wild contest at the running left-handed layup from right around the left elbow is no good, knocked off the padding. Instead, it wasn't knocked off the padding, it was shot off the padding. 15 seconds to play, and Valley will not supply any pressure. They wave the white flag here at home tonight. Clark Ivitz walks the ball across half court with 8 seconds, 7 seconds, and everybody's standing right there. A round of applause from Coach Corey Harrison. Not a pretty win, but any win on the road is a beautiful one. And the Lee Scott varsity girls pick up their 17th win here in the 2025-2026 season, and they complete the two-game regular season sweep over the 5A Valley Rams.